about what next step, according to our core values, they will take. But as they learn about that next step of serving or loving all and serving all, we realize that there were certain teams that everyone was joining. Right? Everyone was joining the experience team. Why? Because the small group leader used to be on the experience team. And they knew how to cast vision to being on that experience team.
That's good.
Oh, you should be on the experience team. Oh, you're interested in serving? You should be on the experience team. It's amazing. It's incredible. You get to extrovert. You get to do this. You get to do that. Meanwhile, the person at the table is like, I'm an introvert. I don't like dealing with all of the masses. And like, I want to use my gift of technology. I want to be in production. But that person knew nothing about that. And so we created these simple one-sentence sub-team descriptions that we can place in a video, a very attractive video, the different images of different teams that are serving, and here's this one description. Here's what this team does. Here's what this team does. So it creates this ability for someone to effectively discover the right team that fits them. They can discover that. They can discover their overarching team in our empowerment track or our growth track. But then when they get into that particular teams, that kids team orientation, as opposed to thinking, oh my gosh, now I've gotta, you know, somehow get my guts up to pastor or minister to two-year-olds, they may be able to realize, oh my goodness, there's a role, there's a team where I can just check people in and greet people and love on them, and then I don't have to deal with their kids. Yes, I'm in for that. Well, a simple sub-team description becomes really useful in that. So what is that? A sub-team description summarizes in one sentence a statement on how the sub-team supports the parent team's mission. So how does the first impressions or our parking host team, how do they support our overall experience team's mission? And that experience team's mission supports the church-wide vision. Mm-hmm. So we want that simple statement. How does that team support it? You see how this is cumulative. The how should be specialized to that area. How does the auditorium team support our overall experience host team? How does the elementary team support the overall kids ministry team? You with me? So that's sub-team description. That's one simple statement. And then we're going to go to the next one, team member descriptions. Now this is at its highest, simplest level. And this is for role discovery. So I know I want to be on the elementary team, but I'm a little more comfortable with technology. So I want to be in the booth. I want to do the production. Or I am out there. I've been a part of drama, and I want to use all of my drama skills to glorify the Lord. I want to be on stage storytelling. Well, these one-sentence team member descriptions will create some clarity for someone in the midst of an orientation to discover which role is most appropriate for them. The team member description aligns the team member to the vision, aligned to the mission, so on and so forth. You're with me. Describe the role of the team member. Here's how you'll create it. Describe the role of the team member in a brief statement. And here's the key. You want this brief statement to enhance ownership. Include the most critical element of the role, the critical elements of that role to impact the mission. And here's why. We want each and every description to speak to value. Why is my role in the baby's room, in the twos room, in whatever room, why is it valuable to the overall mission of our church? And these statements describe how this unique role contributes to the team. All right, we're going to go with our next. We're going to turn on some funky music. All right, we're going to put this into practice, sub-team descriptions and team member descriptions. Again, as we float around, we want to help. Lexi's going to float around as well. We helped our central directors write these for all those areas. So ask us some questions. We want to help.
Could you add a 7-minute timer again? Or add it for 6? Thank you, Emma. You got it back with incredible timing last time. Impeccable. If you were a restaurant, I'd leave you a 5-star Yelp review.